On this week's arts page, energy, lights, and of course, fireworks. Highlights of this year's grand gala at the National Stadium. Stay tuned. Hundreds of thousands of Jamaicans at home and abroad joined with patrons at the packed National Stadium to witness a journey through Jamaican history during this year's grand gala on Independence Day. From the welcome of the Taínos to the coming of the Europeans, right through to the period of enslavement and indentureship, the journey came full circle, culminating with citations to three Jamaican entertainment stalwarts, Damian Junior Gong Marley, Richie Stevens, and ska sensation Stranger Cole. The three were awarded for their outstanding contribution to the promotion of Jamaican music and culture.
Jamaica, how do you make me feel like more am balsa, man? How do you make me feel like more am balsa? To be standing in front of my home country, of Jamaican people that I love so much. I've been doing this music for several years. And no matter how we establish ourselves abroad, just know this, we as Jamaican artists love to be appreciated right here at home.
Approximately 1,000 young people from 20 communities across Kingston, St. Andrew and St. Catherine participated in this year's Grand Gala. With every space at the almost 30,000-person capacity stadium occupied, hundreds of attendees were obliged to venture over to the National Arena, where activities at the Independence Village were in full swing.
Can't call me just bandit. It caught our eyes, you know, the beautiful Jamaican colors and the bandana colors. As you can see, we're both wearing headbands, so it's something that we like, you know. So we just got something for Grandma and for baby Skylar.
Independence Village patron, Shoshana Ellington, who we caught eyeing merchandise from the Bandit Headbands booth on Independence Day. But back to the main event. Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange says the gala met its objective of offering a unique display of the festival economy.
Everything and more. That's wonderful. This year, it wasn't just about performances. There was a message in the music, a message in the movements, and a message in song. It was difficult for me to tell you what it cost tonight, but I will say that after the event when I have a press briefing.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness was also present and he enjoyed the evening's performances. He offered his commendations to Minister Grange and her organizing team.
Well, I want to congratulate Minister Grange and the JCDC for putting on such a wonderful event. It is well organized and I like the historical journey that was put into the presentations here today. Just listening to the comments from people in the crowd, it seemed to me that everybody is satisfied.
Seated in the grandstand section of the stadium during the gala every year are patrons from the disabled community. Let's hear what some of them had to say about the event.
I love to come to gala. I love to see the performance in gala and entertainment.
Well, the first time here when I was a child, and now I'm a big elder, soon 70 years old, I'm still coming. And I lose my leg, but I'm still doing my dancing.
We learn a lot of this Jamaican culture and everything you can think of.
Enough niceness. I enjoy myself. Yeah, mommy, I enjoy myself, man. First wave I come, I bring my two grandchildren then.
The spectacular fireworks at the end of the event signaled the end of a week-long island-wide itinerary of events to celebrate Jamaica's 56th anniversary of independence.
One love, one family. Happy Independence, Jamaica!
The activities were held under the theme Jamaica 56, One Love, One Family. That's it for this week's Arts Page. Until next time, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
For the 2017-18 financial year, the Legal Aid Clinics and Council completed 2,117 matters in parish courts, ended 430 gun matters, and completed 550 circuit matters. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.